Welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast. Success isn't a goal, it's a journey. I interview the most incredible humans to keep your mind optimized for growth. On the podcast today, we have Ryan Gottfredson, PhD, who is back by popular demand. He appeared on the show last year to talk about his book, Success Mindsets, and the four biggest mindsets that contribute to success. And considering that I run a podcast on mindsets, this was probably the episode that was the most relevant on mindsets that I've ever done. And the listeners loved it, obviously, because of it. I was actually talking about what I'm supposed to be talking about, as opposed to all the other things that I seem to go into, just because I like learning from tangents and such. Anyway, Ryan is a pretty good guy in the field of mindsets, and I've helped him finish off his book. Did some editing on the growth mindset section, and he's published it, and it's got into a bestsellers list, and it's been really good. And so it was great to have a catch up with him now for this interview to sort of see what he's been doing in his latest research. And he's really advanced further in his understanding around like the neuroscience behind it. So this is a really good deep dive into mindsets and like the sort of neuroscience and working behind the biology in your brain, besides the actual just sort of overview thinking of what is a good mindset and why it becomes a good mindset and what the effects are. So lots to learn in this episode. And we also talk a bit about his general life experiences and how he's got his book into bestsellers list and these things. Really interesting episode. So without further ado, Ryan Gottfredson giving us a masterclass again in mindsets.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thanks for your help on the book. I look back on our last interview, and that seems like forever ago to me.
Yeah, I was like, I said it a year. Is it like time's just going so fast these days? It could be much longer.
And I feel like I've learned so much even since then about mindsets. The more and more I talk about it, the more and more I have to dive into different things and learn different things. And so I feel like I'm in a completely different place. So I've been excited to jump back on with you.
It's kind of like science or kind of most things. Like the more you know, the more you realize that you don't know. And it's just like, it's just like this infinite thing. You become like wiser and wiser, but actually you kind of feel stupider because the amount that you don't know just gets bigger. It sort of felt like that with mindsets and stuff. As in when I first started Growth Mindset book, I was like, yeah, all you need is a growth mindset. And I'm like, there's so many mindsets and I haven't even got a growth mindset halfway sorted. And
yep, welcome to the club, huh?
Damn straight. So I guess we could jump into like some of the recent stuff then, like on the mindset side of things that you've been finding out about, because excited to hear more.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. When I started writing my book over 2 years ago, and it took me about a year to write the book and went through some editing process, and that's where you helped out. But really, I haven't added any content to the book since 18 months ago. And so there's been a lot of growth in me and understanding that I now wish I could go back in, and now I'm itching to write book number two. But where I was at when I wrote the book was primarily trying to answer the question, what mindsets do I need to have to be successful? And I feel like I answered that question pretty well in the book. But at the same time, I'm now realizing there's so much more depth that isn't in the book and that I want to bring to the next book. I think it is a really valuable tool to help people awaken to their mindsets, which are normally things that we're not conscious of. And so I hope that the book and the assessment that comes with it allows people to greater awaken to themselves and actually do perhaps the deepest introspective dive that they've ever done. But one of the things that I didn't really fully grasp when I wrote the book was a little bit of the neuroscience behind mindsets, because I was working on an academic paper, which we've now published in a journal called Leadership Quarterly, where we're introducing mindsets into the leadership literature from an academic standpoint, which to me is a huge win. But when we originally submitted the journal article, it was just essentially a summary of these different mindsets. And the editors came back and they said, this is great, but we want to know the neuroscience behind these mindsets. Why do these mindsets operate the way that they do within our brain? And I got the feedback and I'm thinking, I have no clue. I just don't know. And so that forced me to dive into the neuroscience behind mindsets. And it's just been completely fascinating. And so one of the first things that we figured out is what our mindsets really are. So, I mean, I describe them as being mental lenses that shape how we view the world. And they are that, but what they really are is they're neuro connections in our prefrontal cortex. You see, our prefrontal cortex is the executive center of the brain. And when we are operating, our our senses are sending way more information into our brain than we can physically process. And so what our mindsets do is the first job is they filter and select information out of all of this information. So depending upon the mindsets, it's going to pick up on certain cues, but not all cues, right? The cues that the mindsets deem most relevant. So that's the first job our mindsets play. The second job then is they interpret those cues that are filtered in unique ways. So for example, if we have a fixed mindset, then we're going to be sensitive to cues around failure. And we're going to interpret those cues as being suggesting that failure is bad and we should avoid it. Those with a growth mindset, they're going to filter in cues that are more supportive of learning and growing. And when we filter in cues that say, hey, this is a challenge and you may be ripe for failure, we won't interpret that as a bad thing like a fixed mindset would. We will interpret that as a positive thing. So those are the first two jobs. We filter in select information. We interpret that information in unique ways. And depending upon both of those things, how the information coming in and how we interpret them, that activates the different elements about ourselves to best navigate that situation. So that may activate in one situation, the extroverted side of ourselves. In another situation, it may activate the introverted side of ourselves, depending upon how we're reading that situation. So truly, when we understand this, and this to me has been the huge breakthrough, is when we understand the process and the role that our mindsets play, is we can identify that our mindsets are the very most foundational aspect about who we are, because they serve as kind of the barrier between us and the situations that we encounter, and they go on to dispose us to certain ways of thinking, learning, and behavior.
So as in, if you think about what you end up doing is kind of like different processes in your brain. So if you're having like the fight, a flight response and like fear and stuff, that's the sort of algorithm that your brain can run. It's like, oh, be scared, run away. That's how you react, and like your mindsets work out whether you should be reacting in that way, or it might be like, oh, this is like a safe thing. You can like play with this thing, and it's channeling what you then do with your decisions. And it's like the in-between layer that kind of actually defines what you do with your life pretty much, which is pretty important.
Because what's going on, and we'll keep playing with this fixed and growth mindsets, is we all have a fixed mindset neural connection in our prefrontal cortex. We've also got a growth mindset neural connection in our prefrontal cortex. Now, the one that is stronger is the one that fires louder and more quickly. And so when we encounter a situation and all this information is coming to our prefrontal cortex, well, it's our stronger one that we're going to rely upon, and that's going to activate everything in a quicker way so that we can react to that situation. So if our fixed mindset neural connection is stronger than our growth mindset neural connection, it's going to fire louder and more quickly. Thus, that's going to serve as essentially the lens that we use to understand and navigate the situation that we encounter. And so when we understand this, we now have greater clarity on how we go about shifting our mindsets. Because what we've got to do then, as we understand these as the strength of these neural connections, is we've essentially got to hit the gym for our positive mindset neural connections. We've got to work them out so that we activate them, strengthen them, so that they become the dominant way that we process information. And all of the research on mindsets has shown that small interventions, like a 3-minute video, a short journaling exercise, or a short training, all of those things are ways to work out or activate our positive mindset neural connections. And the more we do that repeatedly over time, the stronger and stronger those more positive mindset neural connections become. And we start to literally make a shift in the strength of these different neural connections so that we take on different mindsets.
Cool. It's really interesting. Yeah. Have you read Why Buddhism is True?
I've heard multiple people tell me about it, but I haven't read it.
It's a really good book, and it's not about Buddhism. Well, it is about Buddhism, but it's just not there to tell you to become a Buddhist or anything. It's sort of like the neuroscience and evolutionary psychology behind it all. But he talks a lot about like your brain sort of just has a series of different algorithms, like sort of being horny or like eating stuff and things, and that you sort of don't have that much control of the decisions you decide to take. And it is sort of your mindsets, as you're talking about, that work out what it is you do and like the actions that you take, and how easy it is to get addicted to things, because it's like reward pathways. So you might not want to eat lots, but if you're sort of busy doing your work and like what you should do is work for the next 3 hours, but like there's donuts in the fridge, you don't feel like an instant hit of reward if you kind of carry on working for an hour or the next hour. But like if you're like, oh, I could go eat, and you have like some donut, like you instantly get like the serotonin thing, and it just like rewards you. And so it starts to build the pathway that you should probably just go take a break and eat whenever you're feeling tired or something, or like your work is difficult, because you kind of get a reward, and it kind of helps strengthen the pathway of like the bad thing, which is the same with mindset. So like, if you're not sure what to do and like you go for the fixed mindset opportunity and you feel safe and nothing goes wrong and you don't get embarrassed, that builds your fixed mindset. Or if you do take a risk and you get embarrassed and you feel worried about it, it'll stop you from doing like risky things for growth, and it'll sort of reward you for the fixed feeling. And you kind of need to find ways to like reward yourself for doing the right activities. And yeah, so it sort of links in a lot. So I thought you'd enjoy the book probably.
You may have heard about Feels CBD. It's a sponsor of this podcast, but let me tell you why I love it. It's a great and natural way to relieve chronic pain, stress, and anxiety. And as a full-time CEO of a cash-strapped startup, I'm trying to do a million things at once, and I experience a good level of stress every day, and Feels helps me ride the waves a little bit, getting regular sleep, which I think is the most important thing to just keep your sanity and your health in check. So Feels helps you just have a natural night of sleep and wake up feeling great. What is Feels? It's a premium CBD delivered direct to your door, and it's easy to take with a few drops under the tongue and you're good to go. They have a support hotline with real humans if you really need it. And remember that it does work naturally with no high or hangover or addiction. You can join their membership to save money on every order. And if you sign up now at feels.com/growth, you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. Now that's Feels, which is F-E-A-L-S. .com/growth to become a member now with 50% off and free shipping. Feels.com/growth.
Okay, there are a few other things to ask about. So in terms of your like coaching as such, because I think when what you went through is the sort of things that I think is the best value of coaching is in people like the really good coaches maybe haven't necessarily realized the science behind it, like you've explained, but it sort of is like asking, why are you thinking this way? Like, or why are you doing these behaviors? So it's kind of nice that there is science to prove why that works. But how would you implement that with someone if you haven't got much time? Or do you have like important people that will give you like 10 minutes to sort of coach them and fix their problems? Or like, do you have to have like 2 hours with them? Sort of like more the process of coaching successful people.
I think when it comes to coaching, and at least the people that I work with, the reason why I'm coaching, they've got a block that is standing in their way and they want to get help getting through that block, whatever it is. And so if they're unwilling to take some time to work through that in an effective way, then it's kind of not worth the time to even start the process. I mean, you'll always get benefits out of it, whatever you do. But what we did is we probably took a half an hour and worked our way through it. It would have been nice to have a little bit more time to really sit in and flesh out some of these ideas and go off on different tangents. And that would really help us to better hone in on where's the biggest block, right? And I wouldn't say that you feel like there's any huge block, but what there is for you, and at least what I got a sense of, is there's kind of a boulder here, there's a boulder here, there's a rock, and we're working our way through it.
I think I've actually had some kind of bigger shifts on how I'm approaching things, actually.
Awesome. So, right, the idea is like, what is the biggest boulder that we're dealing with? And if we could just get that out of the way, how does that free up how smoothly we move forward in the future? How much more effectively? And so I think it's worth, you know, spending a decent amount of time with. In fact, I'm just about to release an online course that walks people through this process. And it's a 7-week course. We spend 1 week on the first three levels. Then we spend 3 weeks on that mindset level. And then we spend the last week, okay, when we shift our mindsets, how does this influence everything else that we do? So hopefully people will find it a very transformative course as we walk them through. And I'm not saying if I was to be one-on-one with individuals, you know, I'm not saying it would take 7 weeks. While I say 7 weeks, it's about 3 hours per week. So it's kind of designed to just do on a regular basis throughout the week. Hopefully folks will plug in 3 hours at a time or whatever, or space a week that they can accomplish the course in a whole in 7 weeks.
Cool. So do you kind of go through more like one sort of topic at the time, as in over the weeks, you'll start with like their success and behaviors and then they go down to lower levels, or you try and go down to every lower levels like every time, but as they're sitting with it, they'll start noticing deeper things like through the weeks because they're like doing some journaling as well and these other processes, like sort of like the micro intervention that you mentioned?
Yeah. So one of the things that you saw from what we did is we spent a little bit of time up front on identifying what goal we wanted to focus on, right? Because to me, we can identify all sorts of goals, but we want to identify one that allows us to drill down and just learn the process. And so in the course, I invite people to stick with one goal that we drill down on. And what it's doing is it's allowing them to learn the process so that they can do it with other goals. And so we generally stick stick with one goal, but we will identify, because that next level down is what are multiple doings or not doing, right? So then at that level, let's just say we identify four doings or not doings, we can now dive deeper on each of those if we needed to. And so I have worksheets that primarily allow us to focus on one at a time, but it encourages them, if you want to dive into another doing or not doing, just print out a separate worksheet, do the same drilling from there. So hopefully it's a little bit of teaching them how to fish so that they continue to go through this process in an effective way on their own.
Cool. Could you give us an example of what's on these worksheets?
Yeah, it's just kind of filling out the questions. And they're on a holistic level, it's just answering the question, what's your goal? What's some doings or not doings that's preventing your success? Why are you doing or not doing those things? So answering that. And then what mindset is connected to those fears, commitments, and assumptions? The place where we'll spend and really where you do kind of the hardest work is on that third level, that thinking level, when we start to unpackage our fears, our commitments, and assumptions. And so I've got it like my own worksheet that allows people to explore these different fears, their associated commitments, and any assumptions that may be holding them back. And then I've got other worksheets about, you know, shift our mindsets, blast through our limiting assumptions. Let's actually be really intentional about filling out a plan of attack for how we're going to move forward. And so there's a bunch of different resources that are built into the course similar to that.
Cool. Thanks.
Join over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. With BetterHelp, it's a sponsor of this podcast, and they're just really great, and hopefully it can help you with any of the problems that you have. I genuinely struggle from a diagnosed condition of needing too much adventure and thrill seeking. But during lockdown, this actually kind of came out in some weird ways. And sometimes when I'd be recording the podcast, I'd be talking to someone in the interview and I would just mute the sound on my headphones. So I'd have no idea what they were saying. And I'd just try and carry on with the interview and see if I could do it without anyone noticing. I have no idea why I did that. Yeah, there's something wrong with me. Hence why I needed counseling. BetterHelp really helped me find healthier ways to exist as a human in this crazy world. They assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's professional counseling done securely online with all types of counselors in different professions, and you can access it from anywhere in the world. It's really convenient. So yeah, this is a special offer for Growth Mindset Podcast listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/growthmindsetpodcast.
So I guess it would be interesting to know, like, what's success for you like in 5 years' time? What's the thing that you're aiming for?
Man, I think I'm open to a world of possibilities. But at the same time, to have a promotion mindset, you've got to have a destination that you're shooting towards. And I would say my longer term destination that I'm shooting towards is creating my own research think tank around mindsets and around leadership. And even I could see it breaking out into like leadership in different disciplines, such as leadership in the corporate environment, leadership in educational environment, leadership in the nonprofit environment. And working with leaders of organizations to shift their mindsets, doing rigorous research that's allowing greater learning and knowledge to come about through that research. So creating the think tank, I think, is a long-term vision. I'm not sure if I'll be able to get there within 5 years. Think about what are the stepping stones that might get there. And
sounds like a mindset issue.
Yes. And so I think that one of the things that I'm learning now as I work through my own exercise is I'm very much an independent contributor type thinker, or have historically been that way. And so I've got to focus more on partnerships. And the same thing that you're feeling is the equity component, right? Do I continue doing this? Because what I see out there is there's a model, there's a teacher model, and there's a business model. And I'm coming up to the point where I'm going to have to choose which model I want. Not that I can't change, but I'm coming up to the point where it's going to be important to make that decision because it's going to impact some of the future decisions I'm going to have to make. So it's easier for me to see the teacher model, because we've got a lot of examples. You've got the Brené Browns of the world, the Brendan Burchards, the Tony Robbins. Like, they've largely taken the teacher model. But there's also people that have created more of the business model, which is a little bit more of the research think tank that I've had in mind. And so one of the things I need to do is I need to figure out what that looks like. What exactly are the stepping stones and which associated with each of these paths and which path do I want to go on? And I'm up in the air at the moment. So any advice you have or anybody has for me, I'm all ears, but it'll be a fun journey.
I guess the first step is sort of talking about it is sort of making you sort of feel like you have to then go and do it, and then So if it's sort of like just like a bit of an idea, it can just keep on being delayed and things. But if you sort of said, okay, this is what I need to do, then you kind of need to go and write a plan. That's your first step. And so I'm happy to say like, hey, Ryan, I'd love to see a plan for that in like 2 weeks' time where you've like thought about that, which would be good. And then we can kind of go into a bit more of like the, what are the things preventing you from getting there in the next 5 years of, I mean, for this week, it's sort of actually just thinking a bit further into it. But yeah, as in if there are like mindsets around like giving things away or like working out what it is that it should be, is it sort of you want to do this because you want to change the world, or is it because if you want you to be the person changing the world and kind of thing?
That's a great point. And it's a great question to ask and introspect about for sure.
So that's some fun stuff to digest.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure. I mean, you did it for me, then I'm certainly happy to always talk at other points. So I like what your brain does. It's good. Okay. Is there anything else that you think people should be aware of in mindsets? It's like a common thing people like get wrong.
Well, I think that just as a whole, we have a tendency to think that how we see the world is the best way to see the world. If we thought differently, we would change how we see the world. And so this is a really sticky thing. And because we could justify the negative mindsets if we have them. So, you know, I could justify having a prevention mindset because it sucks to fall. It sucks to lose. But hopefully just in having this conversation, it helps people realize that the lenses that we're using to see the world may not be the best lenses. And it may be getting in the way of our dreams and of our success that we're seeking. And so if we can awaken to our mindsets, then we become empowered to do something about it. And so hopefully that's, you know, one of the things that my book does for people, and as well as our conversation, is if we could just awaken to our mindsets, then we can become empowered to change and to shift maybe our natural reactions to the situations that may not be serving ourselves well. So I would just love for people to want to learn more and focus more on mindsets, because they're the very most foundational aspect about ourselves. And I feel like most of us, in fact, I'll just give an example, is I was talking to a guy, a leader of a speakers bureau, and he's had the speaker bureau for 40 years. And I'm trying to work with him. And he says, well, what do you speak about? And I said, mindsets. He says, I don't think this is going to fly. I haven't had anybody in 40 years come to me and say they want somebody to speak about mindset. And right, because what he's seeing is people want to speak about performance, motivation, improvement, emotional intelligence. And those are all great. Well, what's the foundation? What is the leading indicators of these outcomes that we're trying to create? And it's our mindset. And so if we could focus more on mindsets and less on the outcomes, I think we'll be more effective of actually getting towards those outcomes, if that makes sense. So instead of focusing on the lagging indicators, let's focus on the leading indicators. And our mindsets are our ultimate leading indicator.
Yeah, definitely. It's a hard one to try and explain to some people, but worth the effort, I think. So glad that you're doing it. If you had to like boil down everything that you've been like telling people and all of the work that you've ever done to sort of just two ideas, what would those two ideas be?
One is kind of the message that we've been talking about, is mindsets are foundational to our success, and they're foundational to who we are and our success. And hopefully, just at least at this point in time, is hopefully I've helped people gain greater clarity about what mindsets they need to have to be successful. And I think the four sets of mindsets that I focus on in my book, they're not the only sets of mindsets that we can focus on. They're just ones that we have a lot of research backing around. So we need more research around other mindsets. So for example, another book that's right next to me that I'm reading is The Infinite Game by Simon Sinek. He talks about the finite versus infinite mindset. And I love some of the principles in that. And I think we need to flesh them out just a little bit more. But we also need some research behind them. Is there something to it? So that's where hopefully a research think tank could do some of that work and promote even, you know, additional mindsets that could be beneficial to us. So hopefully mindsets are foundational, and then some clarity on what specific mindsets we need to focus on.
Cool. Nice. Okay. And then finally, one thing that I kind of like to ask people, obviously I asked you this last time, but we can talk about in the most recent year, what's the kindest thing that someone's done for you?
Man, there's a gentleman who, fortunate for myself, he has latched on to the ideas in the book, and he sees a lot of potential in those ideas. And he's a pretty successful entrepreneur, and he's just essentially said, I believe in these ideas and I believe in you. I want to be your partner. But he says, I don't necessarily expect anything in terms of, you know, at least at this point in time, in terms of financial resources. And so he's like, I want to coach you because I think that your ideas and maybe even you driving them can make a difference in the world. And that's an amazing place to be in. If you could be in a place where you could do that for somebody else, to me, that's, you know, one of the sets of mindsets that I focus on is the difference between an inward mindset and an outward mindset. And to me, that's an ultimate outward mindset. He is seeing the value in me and me as a person and not seeing me as an object to get him where he wants to go. He's looking at me and saying, how do I help this person get where he wants to go? And that's been very moving, refreshing, and also a great example for me because I could definitely do a better job of some of that as well.
Nice. Do you think you're going to do more of these things yourself, or is it kind of hard when you're already a coach to sort of, and you feel like that's the thing that you're supposed to be doing anyway for your life? So like just coaching people randomly is like a bit of a like sort of doing a job anyway.
I think everybody needs coaching and everybody needs to hear a different perspective. And so part of it is you got to find the right coach and the right person that's going to give you the right different perspective. I would never want a coach that would just tell me what I want to hear or always agrees with me. But at the same time, I do have to find a coach where we share similar values and they just may think about how you get there differently. And those are things that I need to be exposed to because how I see the world isn't the best way to see the world. And I need to be open to the idea that I could see it in better ways. But part of that is just being exposed to those better ways. And so for this individual, I think he comes at the business world from a different perspective than I do. And it's going to be one that's going to force me to think about things in ways that I haven't thought of before. And that's going to be where insights and breakthroughs occur.
Sure. Cool. Oh, exciting to see what happens then.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks so much for the interview and everything and really interesting learning from you and having a conversation again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it. I love the work that you're doing. So I'm glad that we get to partner together.
Definitely. And anyone that listened, definitely go find the book, Success Mindsets, Ryan Gropperson. Won't regret it.
Awesome. Thanks, Sam.
I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. My goal for this podcast is to help make people happier and wiser. And I'm also working on a few other projects in the podcasting space to achieve the same thing. I run the Wiser Than Yesterday podcast with a friend, where we read and discuss a great nonfiction book a week. We talk about things like philosophy, psychology, the economy, self-improvement, and business. Books such as The Black Swan, Anti-Fragile, Invisible Women, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's a great resource. Most recently, I've been building an app, Syncify. It's really to level up your podcast experience. You can connect with your friends in the app and listen to the same things. So you can listen live in real time with each other or create shared playlists and catch up at your own pace. You learn so much more by discussing ideas with friends. It's really silly to listen alone. You can also discover and share brilliant episodes with ease without having to try and recommend podcasts in different apps and just it all getting lost and confused. So it's also good for combating isolation and mental health. I personally find social media quite antisocial and I just don't find it easy to reach out to friends to chat for no real reason, but I do love doing things with other people and listening to the same content means that I can naturally talk about the same things and it just gives me that friend time without going out of my way. So I really hope that it can help you and I just would love you to try out the beta version and help us build this and obviously do invite your friends. It's all about friends. So you can find out more about Syncify app by going to syncifyapp.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the show. If you have any questions, please reach out to me through the website at growthmindsetpodcast.com. I do love talking to listeners. You can support us on Patreon or by leaving a review on iTunes or telling a friend about us. But mostly, keep learning and keep growing.